I'm on a commercial flight and I see a fly flying down the center of the airplane from back to front, I like to take him off to one side and ask him if he understands how fast he's moving. They never really know. So the first thing I do is briefly explain Newton's laws of motion, complete with a small diagram to make it a bit easier. But the only thing the little fly egos are interested in is how fast they're moving. So I tell them that in order to calculate their velocity relative to the ground, all they have to do is add their own flying speed to the speed of the airplane. I show them how it works, and they can't believe it when they discover that they're actually traveling over 500 miles an hour. The first thing most of them mention is that a frog's tongue wouldn't stand a chance against that kind of speed. Here's a small sampling of embarrassing societal clichés that I find tiresome and in some cases just plain ignorant. If it saves just one life. You often hear a new policy or procedure justified by the specious idea that if it saves the life of just one, and in there you insert child or American soldier, it'll be worth it. Well, maybe not. Maybe a closer look would show that the cost in time, money, or inconvenience would be much too high to justify merely saving one life. What's wrong with looking at it like that? Governments and corporations make those calculations all the time. Every child is special. An empty and meaningless statement. What about every adult? Isn't every adult special? And if not, then at what age does a person go from being special to being not so special? And if every adult is also special, then that means all people are special, and the idea has no meaning. This embarrassing sentiment is usually advanced to further some position that is either political or fundraising in nature. It's similar to, children are our future. It's completely meaningless and is probably being used in some self-serving way. After the death of some person, even many years after, you'll often hear someone refer to the deceased by saying, I get the feeling he's up there now, smiling down on us, and I think he's pleased. I actually heard this when some dead coach's son was being inducted into the Football Hall of Fame. First of all, it's extremely doubtful that there's any up there to smile down from. It's poetic, and I guess it's comforting, but it probably doesn't exist. Besides, if a person did somehow survive death in a non-physical form, he would be far too busy with other things to be smiling down on people. And why is it we never hear that someone is smiling up at us? I suppose it doesn't occur to people that a loved one might be in hell, and in that case the person in question probably wouldn't be smiling. More likely he'd be screaming. I get the feeling he's down there now screaming up at us, and I think he's in pain. People just refuse to be realistic. This puts everything in perspective. This nonsense often crops up after some unexpected sports death, like that of Cardinals pitcher Daryl Kyle. After one of these athletes' sudden death, one of his dopey teammates will say, this really puts everything in perspective. And I say, listen, Putz, if you need someone to die in order to put things in perspective, you got problems. You ain't paying enough attention. America's lost innocence. I keep hearing that America lost its innocence on 9/11. I thought that happened when JFK was shot. Or was it Vietnam? Or Pearl Harbor? How many times can America lose its innocence? Maybe we keep finding it again. Doubtful. Because actually, if you look at the record, you'll find that America has had very little innocence from the beginning. Let the healing begin. This bothersome sentiment is usually heard following some large-scale killing or accident that's been overreported in the news, like Columbine, Oklahoma City, or the World Trade Center. It's often accompanied by another meaningless, overworked cliché, closure. People can't seem to get it through their heads that there is never any healing or closure, ever. There is only a short pause before the next horrifying event. People forget there's such a thing as memory, and that when a wound heals, it leaves a permanent scar that never goes away, but merely fades a little. What really ought to be said after one of these so-called tragedies is, let the scarring begin. Just trying to be helpful here.
We're Consolidated International, and we might be looking for you. Are you one of those submissive people who show up, punch in, put out, pitch in, punch out, clean up, head home, throw up, turn in, sack out, and shut up? That's what we need. People we can keep in line. We just might have a place for you. Consolidated International. People making things so people have things to do things to other people with.